Intervention by William Morris. 1919. A cabin in Mill Creek Canyon, Salt Lake County. 2020. A single family home in a San Diego, California suburb. 2021. The hold of DCC Okazaki, a generation ship in the fleet of the Deseret Cooperative Commune. 1919. Lord, help me to help them. I know there's little hope, but what hope there is, please give it to me. Please, Father. The two of them suffer. They are so sick. Tell me what to do, how to help them. 2020. Father, please let this not be that. Let it be something else. Just the normal flu, a sinus infection, a secondary infection. Anything but that. Please, please give me a sign that I'm okay. Let me know that I'm overreacting, that it's just all in my head. Tell me I'll be fine, that I just need to ride this out. 2021. Holy parents, guide us. We do not know what is wrong. We do not know why some of our cousins have died. We suspect some contagion, but all of our diagnostics come back clean. Perhaps the sensors are wrong. Perhaps this is something our sensors can't perceive. We do not know. We just don't know. And we don't know how to know. We weren't trained for this. Father, Mother, help us to know what to do next. 1919. They are so hot. Their fever burns so high. I thank thee, Father, for the stream that runs past our front door, for the mountain snow that makes it run so cold, for the fresh linen I have on hand to soak in the cold spring water, for the peace of this lonely cabin, for the dignity of a place away from the fearful crowds, for this mountain and this stream and this cabin and these linens. For all this, I thank thee. 2020. I can't sleep. I run hot. I sweat. I throw off the blanket. I grow cold. I sweat. I pull the blanket back over me. I toss and turn on the couch. I sit up. My chest feels tight. I can barely breathe. I can't tell if it is or isn't, but I'm afraid to find out. Because what if I don't have it? What if I go to urgent care and get it there and bring it home and spread it to my family? 2021. We are afraid of more loss. There are so few of us. Each and every cousin who sleeps is needed for this journey. All of us are barely enough to build a new Zion when we reach our journey's end. We know this is what you want for us, for your people. 1919. We are alone and afraid, but we have confidence. I have confidence in the healing wings of thy son. I know thou canst heal them if thou wilt. I ask that this be thy will. 2020. I know I don't deserve this. I know I've had doubts. I've sinned. I've been slothful and unkind. I know it's not fair for me to ask for this when others are suffering, when others have died. I don't know what plans you have for me, Father, but I would very much like for those plans to continue to be here in mortality. 2021. We would ask the other ships for help. We are afraid that whatever this is will spread to them. We want to solve this. We must be the instruments in your hands. We know we are weak instruments, clumsy, untutored, lacking in faith and knowledge. We cannot wake those who would do better. We need them for the end of the journey. 1919. Oh, Heavenly Father, they are worse. I don't know what more to do. I can't bear to see them like this. It is too much for one woman to bear, Lord. I know we must all be tested. But this is too much, refiner's fire. Must I lose both my internal companion and our only child to the same illness? Must I be left alone in this lone and dreary world? If they go, I will not wish to follow them, but I will be tempted to. I don't, I can't, I won't be left alone. Why must I be left alone? 2020. Oh, God. Why can't I breathe? Why does my chest feel so tight? What is happening to me? What am I going to do? Please, please just let me be okay. I need to calm down. Please, Father, how can I calm down? I just need to get some sleep. I'll be fine if I can just settle down and sleep. My immune system will fight this off. If I can just get to sleep, everything will be okay. I just need your help. Help me to breathe, to calm down. Why can't I calm down? 2021. More of the cousins who sleep have died, O holy ones. Please let the mercy of Lord Jesus be upon us. We are at our wits' end. We have checked the sensors over and over and over again, and each time we find nothing wrong. We have cleaned everything there is to clean. We have run every diagnostic. We have cheated those who will come after us and released more nutrition to those who sleep, and yet they still die. Why do they die? Why can we not determine why they die? 1919. How long must I watch them suffer? 2020. How long must I suffer? 2021. How long must we suffer? 1919. Please, Father, spare them. Let the destroying angel pass by. 2020. Please, Father, spare me. Let me live. 2021. Please, holy parents, spare them. Let this holy vessel be purified. 1919. If thou must call one home, please spare the other. If thou must call two home, take me and spare my son. He has so much to live for. He is such a valiant spirit. He would serve thee well. 2020. I have so much more I want to do, need to do. Here in this life, I have so much more to give. Surely you see that, Father. Surely you see that there is more for me to do here in this life. 2021. We must continue to live, to travel, to find our way to a new earth, one closer to Kolob, one we can prepare for celestial glory. This millennium must continue. Our journey must not fail. 1919. I have seen miracles. My mother and grandmother have told me of the miracles thou didst perform for the early saints. Are we not worthy of miracles in such a time of war, tumult, and disease? Are my husband and son not worthy of a miracle? Are they so much less than the pioneers? Are we not all still pioneers ourselves in this new changing world? Are we not needed to help roll thy kingdom forth? 2020. I don't understand why bad things sometimes happen to good people when good things sometimes happen to bad people. Why one person dies of cancer when another is miraculously cured. I know it's all part of your plan, and I'm a mere mortal, unable to understand, to see the entire picture. And look, I'm not a good person, or at least not as good as so many of my fellow saints. But I'm also not a bad person. And if you have miracles to give at this time, give one of them to me. Please, give it to me. 2021. Our parents built this system so it wouldn't require miracles. But now, we find ourselves in need of one. We know, or at least hope and pray, the other ships will remain untouched by loss. But is this ship not also a part of your flock? Do not these cousins merit a place in a new kingdom? Won't that kingdom be so much lesser without them? 1919. Hide not in thy pavilion, Lord. Many say thou art missing, that all that has happened and is happening is proof of that. I know that isn't true. I know that thou hast wept for all of the violence and loss. I know that thou hast mourned just as we mourn, and I have felt thy compassion many times in my life. I want to feel it again now. My heart quakes for them, Father. If thou wilt not spare them, please make it easy for them, and then tend to my broken heart. Fill it with thy love and comfort. Fill my heart and strengthen my hand. 2020. You've spoken to me before. Why won't you speak to me now? Or is it that you can't speak to me now because I'm not listening? I'm sorry. I'm sorry I haven't been as diligent as I should. The world is so very distracting. I know I love it too much of the time. But isn't that what you've told me before? That I have a talent for bridging the things of the world and of Zion? How could I do that if I'm no longer here? I know I haven't done it as well as I should, but I will do better. I just need your help right now. 2021. We ask not for ourselves. We know we are called to be Moseses. Please forgive our impudence, and will not live to see the promised land. We ask for all our cousins who sleep. They have unique talents, talents not found on the other ships. They need the miracle of a time and place in which to magnify them. They need a miracle. We need a miracle. 1919. Please, Father, if it be thy will. 2020. Please, let it be thy will. 2021. Always we submit to thy will. 1919. O Lord, I thank thee for the blessing of my son. Guide my hand now as I sew this robe for my sweet husband. I don't understand why thou hast chosen to take him home, or why my son has been spared, or why I have been spared. But I thank thee for all that thou hast done, for the angels who attended me these many weeks, and for the healing power of thy son and the comfort of thy spirit. I am blessed beyond measure. I have lost much, but others have lost so much more. Please bless this thing to stop, to run its course without too much more loss. We have lost so much already, but I am grateful for what I still have, for my life, for my son's life, for life. 2020. Sorry about that, Father. I am so relieved that everything is fine. Well, not fine, but I'm pretty sure I don't have it. I'm glad I was able to sleep. I'm sorry I bothered you like that, freaked out like that. I'm not sure what came over me, but I'm thankful I feel a little better. I'm still scared for me and for my family, for all those I love, for everyone. I will still pray for miracles. I will still ask you to protect us in our home. These are scary times, Father. We need you. Need you always. 2021. We don't know what happened, Holy Parents. Somehow the system recalibrated. We have stopped losing the cousins who sleep. We thank you. We thank those who created the systems. We feel much sorrow for those we have lost. We are grateful for those who are still with us. Please continue to preserve us and them. We know not how long our journey will be. Guide us there. Guide us to our new home.